friends, Joe Cassidy, my good friend, the ever-so-reliable Mark Daly. We are just a couple short minutes away here from kickoff, but we got some keys to victory from Mark. So what you got?
Well, first off, Michigan Center tonight, they're going to be leaning heavy on their D. They've got to stop the run. We've seen this running offense from Napoleon before, and it is stout with Bart Lawrence in here. They got to stop the run. That's the main key for Michigan Center. They need a good mix of ground and air on offense, and they're going to kind of let... I had a chance to talk with Troy Allen earlier, and he says he's going to let the pace of the game kind of dictate what they're going to do. They're not going to stick with just a run game. They're not going to stick with an air game. It's going to be a mix of that. So expect a little RPO. Expect a spread. Expect for them to line up in a power eye or something. But you're going to see a variety from Michigan Center on offense tonight. As far as Napoleon, they need to put together a good, complete game. One of the things that Coach Shell said is, yeah, we've had great success out here this year, but we haven't put together a great game on all sides of the ball, offense, defense, special teams. So his goal is to make sure that happens here tonight. And he says they got to play great deep, and they got to move people on the offensive line. Now, what you're going to see from Napoleon tonight, you're going to see a ground and pound kind of thing. What Coach Sell calls it, he likes to call it a fight in a phone booth. So that's the kind of game you're going to see from Napoleon here tonight. They're going to run. But he said, hey, we can sling it if we need to. So we're going to put it in the air if it comes to that. And also what you're going to see from Napoleon, good, hard-nosed D. This is going to be a classic game here.
We call it the Rugged Cascades for a reason, like you alluded to just a few short moments ago. But this is going to be a heck of a game. Michigan Center, just a short trip down Brooklyn Road. Their stands are packed. The Napoleon home side stands are completely packed. People are lining the gates on the outside of the track. We are ready for Friday Night Lights with 48 degrees outside. A little bit of forecasts, some clouds in the sky. Napoleon to kick off first. Kick is away. A little punch kick. Going to be fielded at the 30-yard line. Going to take it straight up and fall at the 34. That being number 32. Sorry. Yeah, 32.
Yeah, it was just a pile of Napoleon Pirates who were able to bring that return to a stop. It wasn't a long kick, and it wasn't a big return.
Brennan Forward able to pick up 4 yards on that for his Cardinals as they take over at the 34-yard line.
It's like Napoleon going with the three-man front on D, getting linebackers in back, waiting for that Michigan Center offense to sling it.
They know exactly what they're doing. They've seen some tape on Michigan Center. They're very familiar with this offense. Putnam out of the pistol, he's going to do a quick pitch over to Mitchell Corwin, and Corwin's going to be dropped.
That was number 20, Mason Roth, who was the first one through to get his arms around Corwin to bring him down. And then there was like three other Pirates who were there to polish it off.
I got to make sure that is Mitchell Corwin. We did hear he would potentially be back for this game, and that hopefully it is him. But at the same time, that could also be very close friend Kyron Lane. Because Kyron Lane, last time we saw him, he was rocking that number 4 jersey. And that does appear to be Corwin. Out of the pistol. Takes a snap. Going to be a handoff right in the middle. Still got some space. Wrapped up a yard after the sticks. First down, Michigan Center. That was a run from number 23. Who else? Kyron Lane.
Number 50, Joey Hamlin, was the one who came in and finished that off. Kyron was able to evade a couple three tackles on that run. He got some good yardage off of that, too. But, yeah, number 51 bringing him down.
Kyron Lane was an instrumental part to this offense and defense when we saw them against Addison. When they would come back from 20-plus down to only lose by 2, 42-40. Out of the pistol. Putnam just going to take off. He's got some space. He's already passed the sticks, and he's dropped at the 35-yard line of Napoleon. First down pickup of about 16, 17 yards for Putnam and the Cardinals.
Brendan Helfrich and Sam Jennings both right there to bring the stop to him on that one. But you're right, Putnam, direct snap right to him. It was a run play from the start. He had a huge lane and was able to pick up some big yards before anybody was able to land a hand on him.
I love seeing what Troy Allen's going to be calling next, because you just never, never know. We got to follow Michigan Center quite a bit last year. We followed them all the way until their semifinal loss, where they will lose to Warren Michigan Collegiate 36-29. The state semifinals out at Ypsilanti and Lincoln High School. But he's got a bag of tricks, and I'm excited to see it. Going to be a handoff to Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane, doesn't matter what direction he is, if he's 10 yards back, he's still going to pick up positive yardage out of that situation. He turns a would-be 2-yard loss into a 3-yard gain. This will be 2nd and 7 from the 33-yard line.
Big 72. Michael Humphreys was the one to get in there and get the stop on Kyron Lane. Kyron is one of the keys that Coach Shell zeroed in on. He said, hey, that's going to be one of our concerns tonight. We got to make sure that we corral him.
Kyron Lane, the last time we saw him, had close to 250 yards receiving, 100-plus on the ground, and Putnam had over 400 yards passing. Expect the same chemistry tonight. Going to be a fake give to Mitchell Corwin. Instead, it's going to be a keeper for Putnam, and he's going to pick up probably a yard and a half on that if he's lucky. Ball spotted at the 32-yard line now.
Max Gomez able to make the stop on that one. Yeah, fake handoff, and then Putnam took it right up the center, trying to make a big play on the ground. We're seeing a lot of running here today. That is Troy Allen's sweet spot. He likes to keep the ball on the ground.
So Putnam, as you saw, also has a gun for an arm, so we'll see what he decides to do. Out of the gun, takes a snap, rolls to his right. Putnam looking. He's going to find, almost has Lucas Howard. Lucas Howard had to dive a little too far for that, but ball was a touch outside. It'll be fourth down and six.
Howard was pretty open. He had plenty of space between a couple, three defenders out there. They connect, that's for sure a first down.
100%. See, Putnam has a very high football IQ, where in those third down and short, third down and mid situations, even third down and long, third down in general, he throws to the sticks. He's not going to necessarily throw past him, but he knows exactly where the sticks are, and he's going to find an open target as close to the sticks as he can get to keep his offense on the field. Now it's a fourth down and six. Putnam's going to take the snap, rolls to his right, and he's going to go in the air to Howard. Same play, same result, incomplete pass, just a touch outside. That'll be a turnover on downs.
Overthrew him a little bit there, but defense was ready for it that time. He was pretty well covered by the two Napoleon defenders on the far side of the field.
Napoleon will take over for the first time tonight with 8:35 remaining. That opening drive taking 3 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock, so 8:35 remains here in the first quarter. Probably just said that. I don't know why I repeated it. Regardless, Napoleon out of the eye. Under center appears to be Reed Vincent, but we'll find out here momentarily once the snap is away. And snap is away, and then we hand off the gut to Larritz, and Larritz going to pick up a handful. And actually, under center is Grant Bradley, the University of Michigan baseball commit.
Yeah, I believe that was number 4 for Michigan Center, Mitchell Corwin, who was first one in there, but there was a handful of defenders able to make that stop. Talking with Shell earlier this week, Larritz has been doing a heck of a job when he gets the ball and he runs, and Shell says, I don't think there's been a play where he's lost yards. He's always getting a chunk when he has the ball in his hands.
Larritz officially given 4 yards on that out of the eye once again. Hand up right up the middle. Going to find a seam on the right side. And Larritz is blown dead. Didn't look like he was on the ground because he was getting up to continue his run and go for 6. But that will move the chains. First down, Pirates.
Number 23, Kyron Lane. We're going to be saying his name a lot tonight. He was able to get the wrap up and bring him down. But it wasn't until the damage was done and they're able to advance and get a fresh set of downs.
Ball now spotted at the Napoleon 44-yard line. First down and 10 after a fresh set of downs. Larritz picked up about 11 yards on that last 10 yards. First, those sticks at least. Laritz once again up the middle, going to pick up 6 this time.
He went right up the gut, and he ran right into Mitchell Corwin, and then got another couple yards, dragging Mitchell with him to get the yardage on that play.
And you can see exactly where they have Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane, of course, doubles as a defensive back, but he's also primarily a linebacker because he likes to hit, and he hits hard, and he's fast. Great closing speed. They have him on that right side. Looks like he's going to send some pressure here. Troy Allen's defense is going to hand off right up the gut. Once again, Laris keeping his feet churning close to the 6 sticks. Let's see where they spot it. Looks like he's going to be a yard shy. This will make it a 3rd down and a manageable 2.
Brody Shannon among the white jerseys right there on top of Laris to bring him down. But like you said, it might be a yard, might be 2 yards, but he's always, this drive, he's gotten positive yardage every time he's touched the ball. They're leaning heavily on Laritz during this this first quarter run.
We saw Laritz quite a bit. We called Laritz's name a lot back in week one when they would play host to Brooklyn Columbia Central, that is, out of the I formation once again. Brantley going to do a fake give, going to roll to his left. A little bubble pass, and that'll be a completion down to the 36-yard line to number 40, Sam Jennings.
Number 24, Adrian Putnam. Had to chase him down, grabbed him by the knees and then the ankles to prevent that one from being a breakaway. Sticks are moved once again. This Napoleon offense is rolling right now.
Let's see what the play call is going to be. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. First and 10, 5:38 and counting remaining here in the first quarter. Still deadlocked at 0 apiece. Grant Bradley up the gut. Handoff to who else but Laritz. Laritz, once again, like you said, positive yardage.
63, Chase Short. That's the kind of name you want on defense, right? Chase chased him down, was able to make the tackle, but again, positive yardage.
Getting close to that 5-minute mark, so 7 minutes into this Friday Night Lights, chilly Friday Night Lights game, with both stands packed, Napoleon looking to make something out of this first drive. Michigan Center marched where down the field, stalled out, unfortunately, in extremely plus territory, almost to the red zone, but they would stall out on 4th and 6. Now, Bradley rolling to his right for another bubble pass. And that's going to number 20, Mason Wofford. Looks like the first down.
Does look like a first down. And he was chased out of bounds by a handful of white jerseys there. Actually faked me out, too. I was following the Rets on that one. They faked the handoff to him, bootleg to the right, and was able to connect on these short little passes. Hey, they can run, but they can also air it out when they need to.
They faked us both out with the what down it is. It's not first down. It's a 3rd down in inches. High formation once again. Going to be handoff to Laritz, and Laritz going to pick up the sticks, plus some. Laritz still on his feet. Laritz down at the 15-yard line after a positive pickup of 14 yards, only needed a half yard.
Kyron Lane again on the stop on that one, but I tell you, man, he is, when Laritz gets the ball, he's able to make people miss, and he doesn't do a whole lot of jukes and jives. He's pretty much a power runner. He just runs through people and is able to get the positive yards.
Laritz reminds me of Mike Altstock, if you remember him. Exactly. Just a bulldozer out of the eye once again. Going to be a give right up to Laritz. Laritz going to make a cut on the right side. Going to make a cut back down to the 10-yard line. Pickup of 6 yards.
Oh, he put a stiff arm on Carter Hall in order to get those yards. And then he was brought down by number 63, Chase Short, once again.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think Coach Shell found his formula.
That was a heck of a stiff arm. Don't see that much at this level.
No, you do not. And so it kind of like makes you giddy when you do see it. Because that shows you how these kids are being coached. Out of the eye. Bradley gets the snap. Going to be once again a handoff to Laritz. But Michigan Center's defense is ready. Led by number 4, Mitchell Corwin.
Yeah, Mitchell was able to get right through the line. Definitely a blown assignment. And they blew that play out from the beginning, and we had some. They lost some yards on that one. I think that might be one of the few negative yards plays for Laird's this year.
Luckily for him, it was only 1 yard. It could have been around 3 or 4, but he was able to get almost back to that line of scrimmage. Will be a 3rd down and 5 from the 11-yard line. Must get to the 6 for the 1st down. Now out of the gun with Laird's to his left, 2 receivers to his right. Laird's going to roll to his left. It's going to be a QB keeper. Laird's going to find... Bradley, my apologies, finds a... Oh,
is that a flag?
That's a flag, but that's not yellow.
Are we using pink flags tonight?
I think we are. That looks orange to me. There's a flag on the field regardless, but Bradley had a nice little seam. He found a few holes thanks to his offensive line, and looks like that might be, that might be called back.
That's a pink flag. I've never seen that before.
It was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I believe that Jackson High will be hosting Adrian tonight over on 970. He'll be face masking on the defense.
That will be a fresh 7 downs. We're looking at 1st and goal now.
I think that's face mask on the end of the run, so that's going to be half the distance to the goal. Ball spotted at the 3-yard line, and who else are you going to think about giving this ball to?
Well, yeah, you're going to stick with the formula that works. You're going to give it to Laird's, and it doesn't matter if he's going to be going up the gut or around the edge. You dial up a play. If it's going to be a run play, you're putting it in Laird's hands.
Bradley under center. Roth behind Bradley, and behind Roth is Laird's. Going to be a give to Laird's. Laird's going to find a hole into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates. They strike first here with 2:22 remaining.
Oh, yeah, he was in. That whole pile just moved along with Laird's to get the first 6 points of the evening for Napoleon.
That was a great blocking effort there for Mason Roth, who was playing the role of the fullback. He's the one leading Bart Laird's, but you don't really need a leader for Bart Laird's, but it helps.
It's nice to have that block, especially when you're going up on this goal line type of offense where you don't really have a hole that's going to be made for you. You just got to move the pile, and that's what they did.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
They did a little swinging gate field goal here. Extra point kick.
Snap is away. Kick is up. Whistle's blown.
Yeah, that was blown dead. I don't see a flag. I don't see one of those pink flags on the field.
Oh, I see one right at about the 2-yard line. Right next to the big G.
No, false start. They're going to bring him back a little bit, make that extra point kick a little harder. Looked like he had enough height and distance on that, though. It shouldn't be that big of a deal to re-kick this.
And a surprise to no one, Bart Laird's has full facial hair. Did not know that. 17 years old. When did you grow facial hair, Mark? Because I didn't get it until late or mid-20s.
No, it was last week.
Oh, fair enough. Real fast, though. Snap is away. Kick is up, and kick is through. That puts Napoleon on top, 7-0 with 2:22 remaining. Michigan Center stalled out on that last drive. They're looking to retaliate, put some points on the board of their own. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Columbia School District's Great Start Readiness Program is part of Michigan's state-funded preschool program for 4-year-old children. Children provided with a high-quality preschool experience show significant positive developmental educational differences when compared to children from similar backgrounds who did not attend preschool. Columbia School District, leading the way in Jackson County, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Napoleon leads with 2:22 remaining. They just put a score on the board courtesy of a Bart Larratt's 3-yard touchdown run. Great block setup within the 5-yard line by Mason Roth. Another pooch kick. It'll land dead at the 41-yard line. Lucky to crawl onto it is Lucas Howard, because Napoleon was rushing full steam ahead for that.
It almost looks like their plan is to do these short kicks. We see the kicker. He's got a leg. He can go a lot farther than that if he wants to, but it's kind of like they want to get it in the middle of the special teams unit here, just send a whole fleet of guys and try to get that ball. That's kind of looks like what they're doing. Not really an onside kick, but almost an onside kick on these kickoffs for Napoleon.
Decent field position, setting up at the 31-yard line. Out of the gun. Three trips to his right, one to his left. And Putnam just going to do a quick little pass on over to Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane going to be close to the sticks. He's going to be brought down at about the 40-yard line. See where they spot it. Might be the 39, might be the 40. But Kyron Lane took some damage there, and he is still on the turf.
Bunch of Pirates right there to make the tackle on him, but the last one up off the pile was Sam Jennings, so that tells me he was the first one there to make the stop. Yeah, Kyron's down. He's not moving. He's not getting up at the moment. We got a couple, three guys up there, and the trainer from the Napoleon side heading on over to take a look as well.
Kyron Lane, your speed, your offensive, defensive weapon, you're just utility guy. With him down, now we saw him down a couple times against Addison in that 42-40 loss at Michigan Center, but he would come back. I think one was a cramp, one had the wind knocked out of him, and I think maybe he rolled his ankle on one of the plays. He was out the last time we saw him, but he wasn't on the ground for this long the only time he was on the ground for this long was when he had the air knocked out of him. So that might be the case here, because he, like you said, was wrapped up by a group of Pirates.
Yeah, he's moving. His hands are moving, and they're talking to him. His knee's up right now. We have no idea what's happened with Kyron Lane, but he's not. Remember that one game that you're referencing? He had a lot of cramps that night. There was a handful of kids who were dealing with cramps that night. It was hotter, more humid. We kept joking about how they needed some high-quality H2O. Not so much the case here tonight. Perfect weather for football. So he's definitely hurting a little bit. We'll have to find out what's happening here soon.
You know, high-quality H2O, you could still use it just in the form of it being warmed up, maybe with some cocoa mix in it.
Not during the game. Not during the game, but maybe afterwards.
You don't like hot cocoa?
No, I do. Absolutely.
Or are you just talking about for Kyron Lane?
Yeah, he's probably not in the mood for hot cocoa right now.
Probably not. But that being said, he's still on the ground. We'll take a 30-second break, come back, keep this game going. 2:03 remaining. Napoleon on top, 7-0 over Michigan Center on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Minor water leaks can lead to damage to your home that can become very costly to repair. So if you have a clogged drain or leak that needs to be fixed before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Take peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing will back our work with a 1-year labor warranty. Check us out at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, and we have some out-of-town scores.
Well, Lumen right now has got a 7-0 lead over Marshall, and over on Wildwood, Vikings got a lead 6-0 over a pretty good Adrian team in the SEC White, so that's a good score to follow. Of course, you can catch that game on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM right now.
Also tonight, we'll give you some score updates on the Pistons game when that becomes available. So out of the gun, Putnam fakes the pass. He's going to go right up the gut. He's going to have the sticks down at the 48-yard line. Pickup of 9 yards. Only needed two. Picked up nine.
Grant Bradley and number 42. No.
Grant Bradley, first one there on the stop. Couple others there to make the play as well. But Troy Allen, like he told us earlier, I'm going to try to keep it on the ground as much as I can. But he does have that air attack. And I think the fake to throw it right there might have thrown off that secondary just a little bit and allowed them to free up some space in the middle to get those extra yards.
Out of the pistol. Gives the handoff to Corwin. Corwin gets close to the sticks, but he knocked down a yard shy. After the flip, he was past the sticks, but he would be knocked down short.
Tripped up by number 7, Bradley.
At the 44-yard line, Bradley being out there, being a Division I baseball commit on defense, that's admirable. Truly is. Knowing he has a nice scholarship waiting for him in Ann Arbor for a consistently top 10 team in the NCAA. Of course, right now, we are enjoying Bradley's finer fall days under the lights for Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy. 50 seconds remain out of the pistol. Going to be a give to... it's going to be a fake! Rolling to the right side, and Putnam finds a hole down at the 35-yard line. A pickup of 9 yards.
Yeah, again,
that was number 7, Grant Bradley,
tripping him up. But, yeah, he was able to get the extra yards, kind of skidded across for about 3 before he came to a final stop there. But Bradley tripping him up and, yeah, showing his passion for football right now.
30 seconds and counting remains here in the first quarter. Napoleon leads 7-0. This is Michigan Center's second drive. Their first drive stalled about 5 yards in front of where they are right now on a 4th-down-and-6 incomplete pass. And another fake give. Putnam just going to keep it. Rolls forward down to the 29-yard line. A pickup of 6 yards.
Mason Roth, coming from the far side, gets into the backfield and was able to chase him down from behind in order to get the stop and tackle on that one.
What a great way to end the first quarter. We're going to be switching sides. Michigan Center takes over at the 29-yard line, 2nd and 4 as we enter the second quarter. But in the meantime, we're going to take 60 seconds, come back. Michigan Center looking to put some points on the board on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here. Another out-of-town score, Clinton leads onset 14-6 early in the first quarter. Out of the pistol with Corwin right behind him. And it's going to be a give to Corwin. Corwin's got the first down. Plus on Corwin just bulldozing down to the 10-yard line for a will-be first and goal, possibly at the 9. A nice pickup of 20 yards.
Yeah, he got tripped up right there. Last man to have a hand on him prevented the touchdown from happening. But this is one of the things that Coach Shell was concerned about. You kind of never know which way Michigan Center is going to be coming at you, whether it's going to be on the ground or on the air. We're seeing a lot of ground here tonight.
See what the play call is going to be. 11:39 and counting remains here in the second quarter. Michigan Center really have been able to move the ball downfield on this drive, especially out of the gun. and Putnam fakes the give, just going to take it himself, and he's going to pick up maybe a yard. But doesn't even go down.
No, there was a lot of guys there. They stopped it based on his forward motion being stopped. But first one there to plug that hole, big number 72, Michael Humphreys. These are pretty cool uniforms, too. We didn't get a chance to see these last time around. We had Napoleon. But with the black unis, with the red, white, and blue letterings on it and numbers, these are pretty sweet.
You know, something that you notice driving into Napoleon, especially on Fridays, is they have signs that say, "It's game day, go Pirates." And with Veterans Day coming up here next month, they have all the Napoleon Township veterans hanging from the street lamps. This is a very small-knit community that loves our football team. As we see a second and goal, you're going to give to Corwin to the left side. Corwin going to be dropped hard. Looks like he does pick up a couple, though.
Someone lost a hit. Has to come out of the game.
That's
number four.
That was number four who got in there on the stop for him. That was Hayden Van Peppel.
Which we see a lot of on offense when they're slanging it. They haven't seen a whole lot of that tonight, but Van Poppel also doing his duty on defense today, preventing that touchdown. Oh, we got another Cardinal down.
Another Cardinal down indeed. Looks like they're actually going to spot him at the 6-yard line. Oh, they can, in fact, pick up another first down. They need to get to the 3-4, a first down and goal.
Trying to see who that is. He's on the other side of the pile right now. He's up, walking off his own power.
Hopefully it's
number four.
Corwin, that is not the one you want to see going down. You just got him back.
He walked off on his own power. Looks like he's going to be okay. We'll probably see him a little bit later on. But that's one of the things that's plagued this Michigan Center team throughout the entire season is the injuries. And just when you get some guys back, you know, this is the last thing you want to see. You don't want to see Kyron Lane going down. You don't want to see Corwin going down.
Looks like I see Kyron Lane still on the sideline talking to his coaches with the helmet in his hand. Out of the pistol from the 6-yard line, 3rd and 3. And Putnam going to go to the end zone, and incomplete pass broken up by big number 4. Golden Van Poppel.
That was just a tick behind him. It wasn't really, that would have been a really good catch if he was able to make it, but he just missed the target on him. Just missed the target. A little bit behind him off the back shoulder. Really had to twist to even try to make that catch, and just wasn't happening.
I believe that was that Howard that he was intending that pass for. Another one I'm looking to hopefully see here in the coming weeks, we hear he's supposed to be returning at least, is Avery Nahal. And if not by the end of the season, he'll be returning for basketball season, and that'll be much needed. We're gonna see a timeout. We'll take 30 seconds, come back. Michigan Center faces a 4th and 3 from the 6-yard line, looking to score on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Triple the rewards, triple the fun. For a limited time only, earn 3 points for every dollar spent on your Blue Ox Platinum Rewards credit card. Plus, now you can easily cash in your scorecard reward points for merchandise right from your mobile app. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Don't have a Blue Ox credit card? Apply online and take advantage of 0% APR for the first 6 months on balance transfers at blueoxcu.org/credit-cards and start earning points today. APR equals annual percentage rate subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 4th down and 3. Putnam looking for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Cardinals! Number 2, Lucas Howard.
Wide open. I don't know if it was blown coverage or what, but I think the defense, they were set to look for it up the gut because there was nobody over here on the far side. They just did a quick pass over here to the right. He did a slant out to the right. Wide open.
With the chance to tie things up here, number 44, place kicker. not even on the roster. I wish I had a name. Bilbo's up. Kick is good. That ties things up here. 7 apiece. 10-12 remaining. Mark, what are you liking so far about this game?
We've got two evenly matched teams here. We really do. Michigan Center hitting their stride this time of the year. And, you know, they got Corwin back, knocked a little bit of the rust off at Manchester last week. Hopefully he's back in the game here pretty quick. But, yeah, we've got two pretty evenly matched teams.
That being said, let's take 30 seconds, come back, and if we're looking to respond on K15.3 Football Frenzy.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. As a leader in academics, athletics, and the arts, at Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but big enough to meet the needs of your student. Thanks to our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. We have proven intervention programs to go along with opportunities to earn college credit from both dual enrollment and middle college options. Hanover Horton is ready to help your student meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. For more information, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back. Lucas Howard with a 6-yard touchdown reception from Putnam, tying things up at 7 apiece. And the kick is away. A little punch kick. Gonna be at the 30-yard line, fielded. Taking it straight up the gut. Down past the 50-yard line. Waiting on a number, but the way that man just ran, I believe that was Larix.
That was Lucas Howard, who was able to bring him down. Actually wrapped him up, and it looked like he was taken for a piggyback ride for about 7 yards before he was finally taken down.
That wasn't actually Larix. That was teammate Anthony Porras, but runs exactly like Larix.
Well, he ran like Larix. He did. Just power straight.
Great field position at the 48-yard line of Michigan Center. A return of 22 yards out of the I formation. Bradley going to hand off to Larix up the middle. Larix has the sticks. Larix still bulldozing his way. He has the ball all the way down to the 31-yard line. Pickup of 17. I'm sorry, not 17. 14.
That was number 13, Carter McCabe and Adrian Putnam, both right there on the stop. But Larix, man, he just lowered his shoulder and just moved bodies to get the yards on that play.
Forgive me, at the 31-yard line. It was at the 34-yard line, and now he does get it past the 30-yard line down to the 29.
It was Larix right up the gut again, and it was number 8, Hunter Clements, making the stop on Larix again. But, man, not after he picked up 7 yards.
They're going to mark it as 8 yards. So they're going to mark him closer to the 28-yard line, even though the ball spotted at the 29-yard line.
I'm looking at the hash marks. He's got 4 of them to make, so they're being generous up on the board.
I'm sorry, 6 yards, 2nd down and 4. And a flag on the play. Some pink laundry hits the ground. See if they drew him off sides or if they jumped a little too early. And they did get him to jump. Automatic first down.
Off sides for Center.
Going to put the ball down at the 24-yard line now. See what Napoleon's able to do. They've really been able to move this ball efficiently. Not even slow, just methodically with these I formations after a great 22-yard return from Anthony Porras on special teams. Out of the I, maybe give the Larix up the gut. Larix finds the left side, still on his feet. Brought down finally at the 9-yard line, so it'll be first down and goal.
Yeah, he found a hole and he just exploded right through it. That was Lucas Howard who got him by the knees and was able to chase him down, bring him down, because if it wasn't for Howard on that stop, that would have been another 7 for Napoleon right there.
Is it fair to say that Howard took a play out of the Dan Campbell playbook? Kneecaps?
No, he didn't take a play out of that, because that was on defense, and the Lions have no defense.
Touche. out of the eye. First down and goal. Hand off to Laird once again. Laird finds the left side. Going to stretch forward. They're going to actually mark him down at the 5-yard line after stretching that ball out just to pick up an extra half yard. They will give it to him. So second down and goal from the 5-yard line. Larrett's very potent on this offense for Napoleon.
Number 21, Avery Nahal, able to make the stop on that one. But even after Larrett's was stopped, he still twisted and reached forward just to get as much as he could. Probably got another yard and a half because of that.
That's very exciting that you just said Avery Nahal, because we were waiting on clarification when he would be back, and it's like touchdown Larrett's right at the middle while we were trying to explain the haul. Larrett's picks up another 6 off a 5-yard touchdown run up the middle.
Yeah, again, ball handed off right to him, explodes through the hole, and he got in there untouched. There wasn't anybody who was able to get a hand on him. He didn't even have to lower shoulder to move anybody out of the way. Another easy run, easy touchdown for Larrett's.
Larrett's now closing in on 100 yards rushing just in the first quarter alone. Pulling both scores for Napoleon, 13-7, 7:55 on the clock. Looks like they will go for 2 to try to extend this lead to 8. Out of the eye once again, see if they fake the give or if they're just going to give to Larrett right up the middle. And will be a give to Larrett up the right side, and Larrett's going to bounce off a would-be tackler. But bounces right into the end zone for the 2-point conversion, 15-7, Napoleon leads.
He's got speed, he's got power. And Napoleon, with that 2-point conversion, trying to impose their will on this game.
That all being said, 15-7, 7:55 left here in the first half. We'll take 30 seconds, come back. Michigan Center looks to put some more points on the board, maybe tie things up on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit jacksonymca.org.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
You're online at K105.3.com right now for your chance to win $1,053, courtesy of True Community Credit Union. Also, a huge shout out to our first half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open other drains, others cannot. And Larrett's sole possession of both touchdowns for Napoleon as they go to kick it away. See if Michigan Center can respond.
If I was a bet man, I bet we're going to see this ball land right around the 30-yard line. That's what they've done the last couple times. And you're going to see a whole host, just a fleet of Pirates running after that ball.
In that case, it'd be Dayton Spencer and Hunter Clemens if they were to be happening. And this ball is actually going to go a touch deeper, but kick out of bounds. The closest player to that was George Masters, and that's going to put the ball at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, it hit out of bounds at about the 25. They made a liar out of me.
I saw where you were going with it, though, because that's what they had been doing, and then they try to go a little longer on that, but kick out of bounds.
Kick out of bounds. You've got the offense and the defense getting ready to set up here. Refs are kind of looking around. You've got the ref on our side right here still holding the ball. Haven't walked off the penalty just yet. Well, not penalty, but you know what I mean.
Some more scores. Chelsea on top of Tecumseh, 20-12. Adrian leads Jackson High 14-6 with 2:49 left in the half.
They're lining up to re-kick it. Went out of bounds, so I guess they opted for the re-kick instead of walking it off. That's kind of what they were trying to figure out. So we're going to get a do-over. Maybe they won't make a liar out of me this time around.
Let's see if they can push it to the third level once again. Oh, they're going to be moving up.
I didn't see a flag or anything, but obviously there was a penalty on it. I didn't see a flag or a call.
Moved back 5 yards, so Michigan Center would move up 5 yards. see what's decided on, where he's going to place this kick. Lined up. And Boot is away. It is actually going to be a squib. Almost coughed up. That was straight up the middle. Bounced right off of a Michigan center jersey.
Yeah, it did. It was right there, right off of number 58. Just kind of hit him right in the gut. Stopped right there, and he pounded right down on top of it. So Napoleon has a miscue on the first kickoff. They redo it again. Looked like they were trying to get the ball back on that one. But it kind of backfired because you've got this Michigan center offense, which has shown they can move the ball on the ground in the air. They're starting off with great field position.
That kick took Parker Graham by surprise, but Graham did a great job recovering and pouncing right on that because the ball is marked at the 47-yard line of Napoleon, so a short field for Putnam to work with.
Napoleon bringing a three-man in D.
Going to be a fake give. Looks like there's a miscommunication trying to give the ball to Brody Shannon, but instead going to be a keeper by Putnam just to prevent a fumble, and he's going to pick up about a half a yard.
That was number 50. Joey Hamlin there on the stop. One of the things that Troy Allen said is, hey, make sure that you look for the RPO. We might be seeing a little RPO here tonight. It did look like a sloppy exchange, but that also could have been quarterback choice at that point.
Either way, I believe Adrian Putnam was absolutely in the right by keeping his hands on that ball because it did look like he was trying to give it to Brody Shannon until they ran into each other. Going to be out of the gun, rolling the boot to the left, and that's going to be a completion down at the 45-yard line, complete a catch for number 8, Hunter Clemens.
Yeah, there was a couple defenders right there, but that was so low to the ground, he had to go on down and scoop it up. And he didn't really have a chance to advance that ball because he caught it practically on his knees.
We saw a play very similar to that last week, didn't we, Mark, at that East Jackson-Hanover game.
Yeah, boy, that was a good game. Those two teams just duking it out last week. A lot of great games in the Cascades this year.
Cascades, my opinion, this is not favoritism. Best conference in the state.
Well, I think some of those in the I-8 will probably disagree with you on that one. We just don't get to see as many of those games. But, yeah, Cascades rugged, really well-matched, a lot of talent across the board.
Be a third down and 8, but a timeout will be called by Michigan center. That is two timeouts called early. 6:14 left in the first half. We'll take 60 seconds, come back with a third down and 8. Napoleon up 15-7 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Pause to look around. It's 2022. Life's been hard, and we're all longing for connection. When we're looking for a school to call home, we're looking for the same thing, a place to belong, an extended family to support our kids, a place where everybody knows your name. East Jackson Community Schools has caring teachers and staff that truly care about students and families. Your child deserves the best opportunities for preschool, quality education opportunities, and advanced track training. East Jackson is a connected community school with all the offerings of a bigger school, but is leading the way on fast-track careers for students. East Jackson's a hidden gem amongst area schools. We continually search for new ways to expand opportunity for our students. We thank our community for their unending support of our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. Want to find out more? Connect with us. Visit eastjacksonschools.org, call, or just stop by. Go Trojans!
If your next event has left you feeling stressed and overwhelmed, don't be. With One North Kitchen and Bar, they have catering options to fit every occasion. Book One North for your catering and holiday parties by calling 962-5056. Located on Bond Steel Drive off of Springport Road, One North Kitchen and Bar is the perfect place to gather friends and family. Live entertainment, craft cocktails, and amazing food makes for the perfect night out. One North Kitchen and Bar, making the good times great.
We now return to high school football on
K105.3. Joe Cassidy, a quick return to the field after that timeout. A incomplete pass on third down. Bart Larritz actually went to break it up, intended for Lucas Howard. Now looks like they will punt it. Fourth down and eight with 6:09 left here. Kick is away, not a very good one. Will take a 50-50 bounce, landing at the 44-yard line. So a net punt about 20 yards.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a wobbler, and it didn't touch anybody's hands. It had a weird bounce, too. As soon as it hit the ground, it immediately just started rolling sideways right towards us. So not really that much of a flip of the field. Napoleon starting here with pretty good field position.
I think what was more confusing for me is that I had to say a 50-50 roll, because usually it's, you know, usually I say, oh, it took a Michigan Center roll or it took a Napoleon roll. No, it just rolled at the 44 and just kept rolling on the 44. Out of the I formation once again. Bradley under center. Would be a handoff to Laird's up the middle. Laird's going to find some space. Laird's still on his feet, has the sticks. I'm sorry, they're going to mark him a yard shy of the sticks.
That was number 22, George Masters, who got him by his left ankle, and Laird's was doing that hop, kind of dragging him along a little bit before he was finally taken down. But he just, the power he has, just running straight, running through people, getting extra yards after first contact.
Michigan Center's defense looking a little confused. They did come alive, though, against Addison in that second half, coming back from 20-plus down. Out of the I formation once again, going to be a little bubble pass to the right side. And a nice pickup of the sticks plus some by number 4, Holden Van Poppel.
That was number 2, Lucas Howard, and number 24, Adrian Putnam, both being able to push him out of bounds once he was able to get the extra yards, the completion, and a first down.
It's going to be a pickup of about 11 on that play. It was about 13, but they will call it 11. Marked at the 36-yard line, out of the eye once again. Run-heavy offense continues out of the eye. Maybe a give right the gut to Laird's. Laird's just bulldozing his way past his defenders. And he's going to pick up about 6 yards on that run.
Looked like that was number 9, Brendan Fruth, who was able to bring him down. But Laird's, he was very patient. Once he got the ball, he was supposed to go off the guard, it looked like. That hole got plugged. He just did a quick little sidestep right, found his new hole, punched it forward, and was able to get a good chunk on that.
I formation, 2 receivers to his left, however. Under center, going to be a give again, once again, to Laird's, and Laird's will not pick up more than a yard and a half on that ball, spotted now at the 29.5-yard line. Looks like they will give him the 29, so a pickup of 2 yards, making it a third down and about 5.
Putnam and Blake Short both right there to wrap him up and get the stop. But again, like we said about Laird's, he gets positive yards practically every time he touches the ball.
I formation, 1 receiver to his left, 1 to his right. Doesn't matter. Goes to Laird's anyways. Up the middle. He has the sticks plus some. Dropped down at the 18-yard line. A positive pickup of 11 yards.
Lucas Howard able to get the stop on that one. And it was just kind of a weird play. He started off right, but then the hole was over to his left. He came over a left side tackle after he started off with that misdirection. Confused the defense a little bit because they were all shifting to their left, able to find some room and move over on our side.
I formation once again. 1 receiver to his left, 1 to his right. Hand off to Laird's up the middle. Laird's still on his feet. Laird's inside the 5-yard line, brought down at the 4. First down and goal, Pirates.
Number 2, Lucas Howard, once again getting the stop. Man, he had a hole big enough to drive a Mack truck through on that play. Right up the gut, too. Yeah, he went right off the guard. And they just cleared everybody out of the way. There wasn't anybody touching him until he got 7 yards downfield.
And another timeout called by Michigan Center. That means we're going to take a timeout ourselves, take 30 seconds, come back. Michigan Center facing a run-heavy offense that's been very successful with Bart Laird's. First and goal at the 5-yard line on K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, where you can go online right now at K1053.com and enter for your chance to win $1,053 courtesy of our title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. You have just a couple more weeks to do so. Drawing will be at the end of the regular season. Now, Mark, you read some keys to victory. Has Napoleon lived up to those keys so far?
Yeah, so far. Pretty much what Shell said is, Coach Shell said, we're just going to run it until you stop us, and that's what we've seen so far here tonight. A lot of run, few passes here and there, I think two so far, but it's been a lot of run, and Michigan Center hasn't been able to stop them. Oh, a yellow flag now. We got a variety of colors on the flags.
Is that yellow or is that pink? I think it's pink. I see
is
one.
Is that pink? I saw a pink earlier. I thought that was yellow. What's the call?
Looks like offsides. That's going to push them to the 3-yard line now, making it even more manageable. This looks exactly like... Actually, this is the same exact spot that Larratt's had that 3-yard touchdown the last time out.
Yeah, same amount of yards, just opposite side of the field here. We haven't had anybody score on that side yet.
The I formation, once again, one receiver to his left, one to his right. Going to be a give off to Roth this time. Roth going to go up the middle. Roth in the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates.
Just again, that Pirates offensive line just moving the pile. Moving the pile. It's like the entire team got the touchdown on that one because they just couldn't stop the Michigan Center defensive line. Just got overpowered, and that whole wall just moved it all forward. Well, this is a really weird look for that swinging gate extra point kick.
I tell you what, that was a beautiful play call by Coach Shell because everyone was expecting it to go to Larratt's, and instead it went to Roth.
Well, when you hand it to Blair, it's almost every play. That's what they're going to expect.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Snap is low. The kick is up and good. Napoleon now leads 22-7. 3:01 left on the clock here in the first half. We're going to take 60 seconds to come back. Michigan Center looks to add some more points on the board on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Athletes know the importance of working hard and taking responsibility for their own success. These same qualities are crucial when planning for your financial future. This is Casey Sykes with the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. As a financial advisor, my job is to help you define and reach your investment objectives by sticking to a disciplined plan. Achievement on the field and in your finances is the result of long-term effort. We are proud to support the continued success of all our local athletes.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. 22-7 reads the scoreboard in favor of Napoleon. 3:01 left here in the first half, and we have some out-of-town scores, Mark.
Well, we've got 14-14 right now on Wildwood with Adrian at Jackson. Guamas Failey at 28 over Saranac is nothing right now. And, that's what we have right now on the out-of-town scoreboard as you're getting ready to kick off.
A few more games we're looking at around the area. We'll do our best to get you those scores as soon as possible. 22-7. 22 points. Now, this looks awfully similar. If Michigan Center scores in these final 3 minutes, I swear this game's going to be exactly like that Addison game where it'll just be a shootout in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we can see what happens. So far, they haven't really had much success against that D of Napoleon.
Now up the middle, taken down at the 40-yard line, is number 32, Brennan Forward, the freshman, 5'8", 140-pound freshman. So he's going to get his name called. Great return for him.
And that was number 83, Christian Nykamp, who just wrapped him up and threw him down to the ground after he was able to get a few yards on the return.
While we're waiting on this play call, let's just talk about and admire the Napoleon jerseys real quick. Black jerseys, red, white, and blue American flag numbers with the white names on the back of their jerseys with the red outlines. Those are just clean jerseys.
Yeah, they're pretty neat.
Out of the gun, rolling to his left out of the boot, and it's going to be a completed catch. First down, that's going to go to Hunter Clements. A pickup of... Got to do math on that. That is a pickup of 23 yards on that completion for Hunter Clements.
Big play for Michigan Center when they're trying to put some points on the board, waning minutes of the first half. Brendan Helfrich was right there upon the completion to wrap him up and bring him down, but big play. Big play for Center when they needed it the most.
Hunter Clements had a body in the way as well and still made the catch. Out of the gun, rolling to his right out of the boot is Putnam. Putnam going to go downfield. Almost a catch. And that's going to be a flag on the play. Intended target number 6, Carter Hall.
Yeah, he's a little slow getting up. He got his bell rung on that.
Flag could be potentially a pass interference, but I don't see how that's in the realm of pass interference.
There was a lot of black jerseys in that area. A lot of black jerseys.
Pass interference.
That's an automatic first down. Napoleon can't be helping Michigan Center. Just when Napoleon had the momentum going, we kind of had the feel that Napoleon's about ready to run away with us. Michigan Center getting yards. Michigan Center moving the ball. Napoleon can't be helping them out with those 15-yard penalties.
45 seconds ago, we were going into the kickoff with Napoleon up 22-7. That score still remains. However, Michigan Center right on the bubble of the red zone right now. Out of the pistol with Corwin right behind him. Putnam takes the snap. A quick pitch over to Corwin. Corwin going to roll to his left. He's going to find a hole up the middle. Keep bulldozing forward. He's got the sticks plus some. And he's dropped about a yard past the sticks. He got what he needed.
Boy, he ran into about 3 black jerseys, was able to spin his way out of it, get another 5 yards until Joey Hamlin was able to catch up with him and bring him down.
That was a good piece of running from Corwin. Just a second game back after being injured.
That is just great blocking up front by that offensive line of Michigan Center.
Center's got a spark here. This is like a different team than what we saw in the first half.
Let's see if Uncle Mo decides to dial up here. Out of the gun, going to be a QB option, and he's going to be dropped at the 15-yard line. I'm sorry, the 10-yard line after a pickup of about 2.
Guess who again? Big number 72, Michael Humphreys. He's his own brick wall. Ran right into him, and he was just stopped right there as soon as he hit him.
I really wish they had heights on the Napoleon roster. They have him on the Michigan Center roster, but that Napoleon roster has got to be averaging at least 5'10 on that defensive line. Humphreys is massive. Out of the gun, looking to the end zone, and pass incomplete. I believe that was intended for number 8, Hunter Clements.
Just off the mark a little bit, actually hit the defender in the back, Brendan Helfrich.
So, yeah, he didn't really put it in the spot where his receiver could catch it. But, you know, this is one of the things that we're going to see. We're going to see run play options. We're going to see a lot of bit of the ground game, a lot of misdirection, and they're going to sling it on occasion too. Just like what Coach Troy Allen said, we're going to see a little bit of everything on their offense tonight.
Third down and 8 from the 9-yard line, so they can in fact pick up a first down. That's down at the 1 for that. But right now, out of the pistol, one receiver to his left, 2 to his right, in the bootleg. going for the end zone. Caught! Clemens, touchdown Cardinals. And a flag on the play as well.
Boy, I was all screwed up on that play. They faked the pitch over here, and then he went off to the bootleg. And before I was able to catch up with him, the ball was already in the end zone. A lot of misdirection, a lot of confusion. Really keeping the defense on their heels at that point, having them go all over the field. Not sure what the flag is, though.
Potentially in the realm of roughing the passer.
He did get leveled. He did get leveled.
Let's see what the official call is, though. And
touchdown's good.
And that's exactly it.
Roughing the passer. So they'll probably, what, assess that on the kickoff? Or will they go half the distance here on the extra point?
If I'm Coach Troy Allen and I have an option, I'm taking that on the kickoff for sure. Push them back just a little bit further. You don't have someone that can boot it to the end zone for a touchback.
They took it on the extra point. Look where the ball is. It's right there between the hash and the goal line. They're going to go for two here.
I think you have to at this point. Scoreboard reads 22-13 with 51 seconds remaining. Out of the pistol. Maybe a pitch over to Corwin. And Corwin going to find the right side. Corwin bullets his way forward into the
close. Is he
end
in?
Zone. And they're going to mark him shy.
Napoleon D. stood their ground. It's like they put their foot on the goal line and said, you're not making it in this time around. It was close, though. Corwin did everything he could, chopped his feet and everything he could to get in, but it was just stopped.
Shy by the length of a football. We're going to take 30 seconds, come back, see what Napoleon can do with 51 seconds and a 9-point lead on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. The best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Our first half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others cannot. 22-13. Napoleon leads by 9 points. See what they can do in 51 seconds.
Boy, just when you think Napoleon's running away with it, man, Michigan Center comes back. They had a lot of momentum on that drive.
And that's going to be caught by Bradley at the 29-yard line. Looks like they're marking at the 29. He had to backpedal for that, though, and we see a flag on the play. I wonder what that's going to be about.
Yeah, we're not seeing a whole lot of depth on kickoff right here. They're a lot of short kicks, a lot of squib kicks here this evening. Really preventing their guys, because they've got horses on both sides of the field here, really preventing any type of return at all on both sides here.
And I see that as very dangerous to have your quarterback on special teams.
But you see, I mean, everybody's playing both sides of the ball. Schools this size, programs like this, on both sides of the offense and defense. You've got your best players on both sides. What's the call on the penalty?
Block in the back. So that's going to go against Napoleon, pushing them back. I see a very, very familiar last name for this Napoleon side. We'll address that here in a little bit. The first ball will be marked at the 24-yard line. That's going to push him back about 5.
That was a 15-yard.
A 15-yard, I'm sorry. Well, ball's part at the 19. I'm just losing it. Out of the gun. Maybe give up to the middle to Laritz. Laritz on his feet still and has the sticks. That's going to stop the clock for the time being with 43 seconds.
Wow, he was hit by like 3 white jerseys, just ran through them all until he ran into number 2, Lucas Howard, getting the stop for the Cardinals, but not after the damage was done.
I'm only going to take themselves a timeout. We're going to keep it right here on the broadcast. Now, with 43 seconds remaining, this poses the question, if you are Coach Shell, what are you telling your guys right now? What are you dialing up? Are you wanting to put more points on the board before the half, or are you content with the 9-point lead?
Boy, you know, that's a toughie. I think knowing that Michigan Center is the type of team that really that 2-1 record doesn't reflect the talent and skill of this team, I really feel like you want to try to put some points on the board. But on the same, you know, on the other side of that coin, this is a run offense. They put the ball in the hands of Loretz and just let him go with it most of the time. We haven't really seen, the other game we covered with Napoleon, this one right here, we haven't really seen big pass plays, big chunk plays, unless Loretz was able to break out of a run. So I'm not sure what you dial up when you've got 2/3 of the football field to go. I think you want to put points on the board, but he might be content going in with the type of offense he has with the 9-point lead. Oh, he's spreading it out.
I can't think that Coach Shell is happy with the 9-point lead. He really wants to make a statement tonight, and this will be a huge statement win. It'll be a boot. Bradley going to throw. Picked off by Putnam, quarterback on quarterback. And that's going to be an interception, and Putnam is dropped at the 35-yard line of Napoleon. They have the chance to bring it a little bit closer before half.
That's not what you wanted to do if you're Napoleon. You wanted to move the ball, keep control of it. You know, for this run-type offense, we don't air it a whole lot. Those type of mistakes are going to happen every once in a while. But now Michigan Center, they were able to move it their last possession. They were able to move it on the air and on the ground. And with 34 seconds left, they're set to close the gap and have the momentum going into halftime.
I don't know who Bradley saw, because there was a lot of white jerseys, and Putnam was the one who came up with it. Now 35 yards is a short field, and you have 34 seconds to do it. A boot rolling to his left. Instead, it's going to be a QB keeper. He's going to make a juke, and the ball's on the turf. A fumble recovered by Napoleon. Turnover for turnover.
That's number 52 coming up with it right now for Napoleon. Number 52, Ben Baker. Getting the lucky bounce and falling right on it and getting the turnover for that Pirates D. That's huge. That's huge for the number one team in the Cascades Conference right now trying to keep their spot.
I didn't see who made that strip, but fantastic hands coverage right there to get that ball out of Putnam's hands. Turnover for turnover, new life for Napoleon. Just a little bit pushed back. 26 seconds left. And rolling out, and Bradley's just going to take it himself, and he's got to pass the 30, up to the 40, still on his feet. He's going to get it past the 50, still on his feet. Finally dragged down at the 47-yard line after a positive gain of 30 yards.
That's what they needed. They needed to get the yards, move the sticks, get a good chunk. Brendan Froop brought him down, prevented that one from breaking away to be a score for the Pirates right there.
Very methodical run for Grant Bradley.
We got a penalty down.
Oh, no, that's going to walk him back. That was a fantastic effort by Bradley, and he's tired. He's got his hands on his hips. He's thinking to himself, I just put all those yards on the field for what?
I think that was a hold. I missed the call on it. I was looking in for them to place the ball up here by the 50. But then I saw everybody walking back, and I missed the call on that. But it's in the area of a hold.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a hold, and I don't see why Coach Shell would want to risk anything. You have the ball spotted at the 11-yard line now. Oh, that's a 15-yard loss.
So it wasn't a hold. That's it was something else.
It's a personal foul. Whatever it may have been.
That's a big one. Well, they're going for it. They got everybody and their brother spread out right now.
They have 16 seconds to make up 89 yards. Let's see what they can do. Out of the gun, going to be hand off to Laird's up the middle. Laird's can shake one, can't shake two. Going to bring the ball up to the 15-yard line. It looks like Coach Shell is content with running that clock out.
That was number 13, who had him by the ankles and brought him down. Carter McCabe getting the tackle and the stop for the Cardinals, taking us to halftime.
Packers. Warward reads 22-13 in favor of the hometown Napoleon Pirates. Packed out stands on both sides of the field. You love to see this Friday Night Lights atmosphere. We're going to take 3 minutes, come back, give you a halftime rundown, or a first half rundown, and get you set for the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Matt Damaris here from Michigan Center Schools, and I'm here to tell you how we roll. When you're a member of the Cardinal family, we treat you like you're one of our own. Our guiding principle for all students is to build relationships first, then point you in the direction of your future based on your unique set of skills and interests. And we commit all our resources to ensuring that our students have a happy, healthy, meaningful school experience. We invite you to join the family at Michigan Center. You can find us at mccardinals.org or by calling 764-5778. Have a great rest of the summer, and go Cardinals!
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, and the Galleon Napoleon now offers DoorDash.
This month, enjoy two-item pizzas for just $23.99.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transmix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransmix.com.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minutemaid Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
September is Mom's Orthodontic Month. You've survived summer. You kept the kids alive, gotten them back to school. Mom, now it's your time to do something for you. Treat yourself to a beautiful new smile at Summit Orthodontics. Their convenient appointments fit with any mom's busy schedule. And even better, they're the highest-ranked Invisalign provider for over 30 miles. Schedule your free consultation today with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics. Call 782-9331 or visit summitorthobraces.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Scoreboard reads 22-13 in favor of the hometown Napoleon Pirates. And how did we get to 22-13? Kind of a weird score to have.
Well, we didn't really have a whole lot happening in the first quarter. We had a 3-yard run from Loretz at 2:22 in the first. That put the Pirates up 7-0 in that first quarter. A lot of the action happened in quarter number two. At 10:12, we had a 6-yard pass to Howard, which put 7 on the board for the Cardinals. And then at 7:55, Napoleon answered Loretz with a 5-yard run after he pretty much handled every play on the way down the field. And then they converted with a 2-pointer, and that put him up 15-7 at 7:55 in the second. 3:01 left in the second. They decided to give someone else the ball for a little bit. Napoleon handed off to Roth after, again, Loretz did most of the work on that drive and punched it in. And that put him up 22-7 on top of Michigan Center. And then it's like the tide shifted a little bit. And momentum went the way of Michigan Center for the latter part of that first half. And they were able to get good field position off of a kickoff, and then they just moved the ball. Variety of RPO runs through the air, and they were able to get a 9-yard pass completion to Hunter Clemens and able to close the gap a little bit, 22-13. But then we had a little bit of fireworks after that. We had a couple back-to-back turnovers. First, Michigan Center was able to pick off the pass from Napoleon, and then when they're trying to run the play down the middle, ball comes out of the hands, and Napoleon falls on it. So it went back and forth a little bit. A bunch of penalties pushed Napoleon back instead of going forward. That's one of the things, too, that happened in this first half. It wasn't really that clean of a game. You had Michigan Center. They had three penalties for a total of 16 yards, and that was Michigan Center. Napoleon had four penalties, three of them of the 15-yard variety. Napoleon could quite possibly be running away with this game right now if they weren't shooting themselves in the foot with penalties.
Especially that very last penalty that really kind of decided what they were going to do after Grant Bradley had a positive pickup, a QB keeper, of 30 yards. That was called back after, I'm assuming, a block in the back call, because that pushed him back 15 yards. And then they decided to just give it to Laird's to run the clock out, which was very respectable. But they wanted, they were hungry to put more points on the board. Well, as I said in the pregame, none of these kids on this Napoleon team have beat Michigan Center, and they are approximately 24 minutes away on the field to doing that with a 9-point lead.
Well, at least that's the goal. I mean, we got a lot of game left to go. Michigan Center, we've seen them before. They're a good team, and I think you'd agree that 2-4, that 2-1 record that they have, really doesn't reflect what this team is capable of right now. So we've got a good, really good Cascades matchup here tonight.
Michigan Center needs to win out in order to become a potential playoff bubble team. Right now, Nebraska is down to
Rutgers,
10-0 halfway or midway in the second quarter. We'll find you the Pistons score update in the third quarter once it becomes available to us. But right now, we're going to set up back to the studio for 2 minutes, get you this week in MHSAA, take another quick break, and come back with the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall tournaments are just about upon us, except in the UP, where tennis titles have already been earned. And Anna Tracy talks about the impact Title IX has had on her. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The very first team titles of the 2022-23 school year were won last week with the Upper Peninsula Girls Tennis Championships. In Division I, Negaunee earned their 8th UP title in the last 10 years. The Miners captured individual titles at number 3 and number 4 singles, and at number 2 and number 3 doubles, using their depth to help deliver another trophy. In Division II, Iron Mountain came out on top. The Mountaineers got victories in all 4 singles flights and at number 1 doubles. All 6 of those players are seniors. It's Iron Mountain's first girls UP tennis title since 2008. Now that UP tennis is in the books, Lower Peninsula boys tennis and girls golf are next to host their championships. That's followed by cross country and boys soccer on November 5th, volleyball, 8-player football, and swimming and diving on November 19th, and we wrap things up on November 25th and 26th at Ford Field with the 11-player football finals. For more information, including brackets, results, and how to get tickets, please check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Kent City soccer players Jarrett Jaramillo and Dylan Sutton, who each scored twice in a 4-0 win over Nuevo. The win clinched a share of Kent City's first soccer league title in school history. Flushing tennis player Scott Maneri, he helped lead his team to a 5th straight Flint Metro League tennis title by taking first in number 1 singles. And Grand Ledge senior Sean Foster. Foster ran for 396 yards and 7 touchdowns, including a 75-yarder with 51 seconds left and a 56-49 win over DeWitt.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college.
Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
What happens when the defense commits a penalty on an extra point try in overtime? First, the setup. Team A starts with the ball first and goal from the 10. On their very first play, they score a touchdown. The extra point is good, but the defense roughs the kicker. What are Team A's options? They can accept the penalty, move the ball closer to the goal line, and maybe go for two, or they can take the results of the kick and have the penalty enforced when Team B takes over. Which means that instead of first and goal from the 10 with a chance to tie the game and send it into a second overtime, Team B would have first and goal from the 25. This costly penalty will certainly have an impact on the next possession, where Team B will need a touchdown.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On June 23, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways the past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Anna Tracy. The recent Rockford Ram graduate was a standout gymnast who also participated in cross country and track and field. Tracy helped Rockford to the 2022 team gymnastics title and earned an all-around title in Division II. She's now studying human biology at Michigan State University.
Because sports have shaped me into the person I am today, a competitive, driven, and disciplined person. The lessons I've learned from competing are irreplaceable, and I just couldn't imagine who I'd be without sports present in my life. And the lessons I've learned and the characteristics I've developed have played a huge role in my daily life.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
The fall breeze and autumn leaves means it's time to celebrate the 5th annual Great Pumpkin Giveaway with Century 21 Affiliated. Bring the entire family to 1 Jackson Square, Sunday, October 9th from noon to 2. In partnership with Mortgage One, enjoy Meckley Cider and Donuts, free hot dogs and chips from Junkyard Dog, free ice cream samples from RJ's Heavenly Delights, and the first 250 kids receive a free pumpkin, plus a special performance by Braden Lake from The Voice. And if your kids want to dress in their Halloween costume, they'll receive a prize from Century 21 Affiliated. The Great Pumpkin Giveaway with Century 21 Affiliated, October 9th from noon to 2.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. Our STEM courses offer success through hands-on learning. Faculty members are caring educators who give each student the one-on-one attention they deserve. Our points of pride include K-12 music emphasis, art exploratories, high school virtual learning, musical drama productions, and blended learning. When searching for the right environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools at myeagles.org.
Triple the rewards, triple the fun. For a limited time only, earn 3 points for every dollar spent on your Blue Ox Platinum Rewards credit card. Plus, now you can easily cash in your scorecard reward points for merchandise right from your mobile app. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Don't have a Blue Ox credit card? Apply online and take advantage of 0% APR for the first 6 months on balance transfers at blueoxcu.org/credit-cards and start earning points today. APR equals annual percentage rate, subject to credit union approval, insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Looking for a spirit experience that's over the top? Then
venture down
to Jackson's Underworld.
The terror won't stop.
JXUnderworld.com. Over 2 miles of redesigned pathways and new blood-curdling features. JXUnderworld.com.
Cry out for mama.
And cower with fear.
Cower with fear.
Visit JXUnderworld.com. Jackson's Underworld. It's the nightmare.
JXUnderworld.com.
You are awake for. Visit JXUnderworld.com.
If you're buying a new home, updating your existing home, or refinancing, let True Community Credit Union be part of your journey. True Community Credit Union offers home loans at competitive low rates. We make applying for a loan easy. Apply online at truecu.com. When you submit your application, your information will be reviewed for instant online approval. Let True Community Credit Union help you take the steps you need to fulfill your dreams. Apply today at truecu.com.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here, K105.3 Football Frenzy. 22-13 reads the scoreboard, Napoleon in front of Michigan Center. If you are coaches on either side of the ball, Mark, what are your adjustments for the hack for the second half?
Well, if you're Coach Shell, you've got to be a little bit more versatile on defense. He said that they haven't put together a full game on all three aspects of the game just yet this season, even though they've been rolling. So you got to be a little more versatile on your defense. Be ready for the RPO, be ready for the air attack, and be ready for the ground game. So you got to follow your marks, got to follow your cues. If you're Michigan Center, you got to ride that momentum that you had the second half, at the end of the first half, I mean. Don't let that momentum go and just keep, because it seems to be working for them. Keep doing what you're doing, mixing it up. On the ground, in the air, they've been able to solve the problem of this Napoleon defense in the first half. They just got to do it again in the second.
And Napoleon, since they kicked off to start this game, they will receive in the second half a punch kick. Going to be landing at the 25-yard line. Will be taken over by Napoleon. Past the 30 to the 32-yard line is number 40, Sam Jennings.
All right, here it is. Let's see if those adjustments are made as we've got the offense coming on and the center defense. With right now, tonight's game, this is their season. They're playing for everything for their season right here, right now, in this Cardinal D.
To Napoleon, this is a must-win. This is a must-win because they remain in first place with a win tonight, and if they beat Addison, they have first place outright next week. But Michigan Center, they're a bubble team right now, so they need this win too. Hand off up the middle to Laritz, and he's not going to get anything more than a yard.
It looked like that was number 92 who was able to bring him down. Jerseys go up that high? Yeah, it was Landon Hurd
who stopped that play, and really a rare time they're able to get Laritz for a short game.
I've never seen a high school jersey hit in the 90s. I've only seen a handful that have landed in the 80s.
Well, we haven't called his name at all, this game or the last one.
Well, Landon Hurd, name's been called. Landon Hurd, the 6 foot, 265 pound freshman. He's going to have a long, prosperous career for the Cardinals. I formation, Grant under center, Bradley under center, going to be a fake give, boot rollout, pass route off of Roth. Roth has the 6-plus, some makes the cut back to the 40-yard line, still on his feet, flag on the play. However, as it stands, he's dropped at the 34-yard line. Huge first down.
That was number 2, Lucas Howard, able to make the stop and get him out of bounds. Let's see what the penalty marker is, that pink flag on the field.
Let's see if they walk it back or not. Napoleon's staying right at the first down marker, which is the 43-yard line. He got all the way down to the 34-yard line of Michigan Center. Fantastic fake handoff into the boot, and Roth with the excellent yards after catch.
Waving the flag off. No flag on the play. So that's a huge pickup for Napoleon. Getting the first down. and then some. They don't throw it often, but when they do, it ends up being, that's what, the third pass that we've seen completed here tonight?
Yeah, but they've all been for positive, first down yardage.
They've all been for positive yardage. Those first two were just quick little bootlegs, and they're for like 6 yards or so. This was a big gainer for him.
I formation, 2 receivers to his left, none to his right. It'll be handoff to Laris. Laris going to find a hole up the middle, still on his feet. Dropped just shy of the sticks. Going to be brought down at the 25-yard line. Oh, sorry, the 24-yard line. He needs the 23 for the first down.
Lucas Howard and Adrian Putnam again on the stop there for Michigan Center. Yeah, they haven't solved... They might have solved the D, but they haven't solved Napoleon's offense just yet. Always able to get positive yards, whether it's in the air, but mostly on the ground.
Same set as the last play. I formation, 2 receivers to the left. Fumble! Ball's on the ground. See who comes up with it. Looks like Bradley was able to fall right back on it. It's going to be a loss of 2 on that, so it'll be a 3rd down and 3.
Yeah, he just didn't have the handle on the ball right after the snap. Just felt squirted right out of his hands, right in front of him, though. You know, that ball can bounce weird ways sometimes once it gets on the ground. So he had a lucky one, was able to fall right on it and keep possession.
Looked awfully similar to that play that was made earlier on special teams by Michigan Center. I believe that was, Brennan Forward, number 32, when the ball bounced off of his chest when he sprang forward on it. Same set, going to be a handoff to Laritz, and Laritz is stuffed at the line. He's going to get 1 yard back, making it a 4th down and 2. What do you do here, Mark?
Just when I say they haven't solved this Napoleon offense, they get 2 big stops. Yeah, one of them was off of a fumble, but still, they got him on 2 big stops and 4th down. Well, I think if you're Shell, to answer your question, you've got decent position right now on the field. Even if you turn it over on downs, you've got a strong D, and you got to feel pretty confident at this point in the game. So I think you go for it. Roll the dice. Go for it. You only have like a yard plus to go. And we've seen what Laritz is able to do. Put it in the hand of your running back. Let him get the yards and get the first down.
I formation. 1 to his left, 1 to his right. And Michigan Center jumps. Oh, no. Offsides. Automatic first down.
Landon Hurd got a little antsy on that play. Got the offsides. Gives them the first down. And they're going to mark it off right now. 5 yards. Fresh set of downs for the Pirates. If you're Michigan Center, you can't be doing that. Can't be doing that and giving them the easy first down.
See what Coach Shell calls up here. Clock is rolling once again. 8:22 and counting remaining here in the 3rd quarter. Napoleon leading 22-13, looking to strike again. 1st down and 10. Going to be a handoff to Laritz. Laritz gets stopped at the line, but he's able to dive forward to pick up a couple.
That was number 1, Brody Shannon, who was able to kind of jump the gun a little bit. Was able to, somebody must have missed their blocking mark or something, because he got right through the line. Was able to get Laritz by the ankles, and he hit him behind the line of scrimmage and prevented that one from being a big gainer.
I formation, Bradley under center. It's not going to be a handoff. It's going to be a quick dump pass over to number 4, Holden Van Poppel. And he's only going to pick up a pair.
Yeah, number 24 in on the stop. That's Adrian Putnam for Michigan Center. I thought we'd see a little bit more of that combination tonight to Van Poppel. But that's the first or second time that they've hooked up. We haven't seen that connection a whole lot.
Van Poppel has sure hands, so he's going to be a sure target every single time Coach Shell wants to call plays like that. 3rd down and 6 now after a pickup of 2. out of the gun. Two receivers to his right, empty set on his left with Larrett center right next to him. Going to be a QB option to the left-hand side, and he's going to just dive forward looking for the sticks, and he's going to be knocked down about a yard shy for another third down stop for Michigan Center. Fourth down.
Number 22, George Masters. Able to get in there to get the stop on that quarterback keeper. That's one of the things that Michigan Center was concerned with, that Napoleon quarterback, he's able to scramble a little bit, and we've seen it. He can run. He's able to move the pocket when he goes out on bootlegs, and he's also able to get the positive yards when his number is called to run.
Closing in on 6 minutes left here, so 18 minutes left between what could be the first place Napoleon Pirates or the still-in-the-hunt Michigan Center Cardinal is going to be a boot to the right-hand side. Going to instead keep it himself on the fourth down. He gets the sticks plus some. First down, Napoleon.
That was number two.
It looked like number two, Lucas Howard,
able to get him out of bounds, but not until after the damage was done, getting the first down and the extra yards. And now Napoleon knocking on the door, first and goal from what looks like the six.
The six indeed, good eye. They will mark it at the 6 yard line. So this is a very short field now for Napoleon and Michigan Center, a very familiar feeling of having their backs against their own goalpost. Going to be eye formation once again. Empty set to his right, two to his left. Going to be handoff to Larrett. And Larrett is stuffed in the backfield for the second loss of the night.
Yeah, that was number 50 and number 66 getting through on the stop on that one. So Caleb Smith and Logan Sheldon. Really, they just broke through that offensive line like nobody was there. And they hit Larrett in the backfield. And like you said, one of the few times they're able to get Larrett for a loss. Hasn't happened a whole lot this game. Hasn't happened a whole lot this season. This is probably the game where it's happened the most, though. It's been, what, taken down for a loss 3 times now?
Yeah, but they've all been for 1 yard apiece.
Oh, they haven't been big, but they've been definitely for a loss. And when you're down here in the red zone knocking on the door, that's huge for Center to be able to do that.
I formation, empty set to the right, two to the left, and we're going to see some movement on the line. You're going to see a false start. That's going to push him back to the 11-yard line now. I'm sorry, the 12-yard line. So it'll be the second and goal from the 12-yard line.
Well, you know, that's the second time that penalties have cost Napoleon. We saw it at the end of the first half when they were rolling, and then they just went backwards, and now they're right here knocking on the door, and they just lost another 5 in penalties.
Still well within the red zone. Ball marked at the 12-yard line for second down and 12. They still lead 22-13 with 4:20 and counting remaining here in the third quarter. Napoleon 6-0, looking to go 7-0 and remain on top in the Cascades, and Michigan Center 2-4, looking to remain in the playoff hunt. High formation, going to be a fake give, going to instead go for the boot, and Roth picks it up. Roth to the 5, finally brought down, but thrown into the end zone. We're going to say he's down at the half-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like the center D, and I didn't catch the number on that one. Looked like the center D was able to stop him right before he got into the end zone. It was close, though, because his momentum was taking him forward after first contact there. It was really close to getting in. I say you just put it in the hands of Loretz and punch it in.
Shell has probably called, 4 plays tonight? Total?
Pass plays, you mean?
Yeah, no, 4. Like total different offensive plays, and that's a barreling forward Grant Bradley touchdown, a 1 yard run by the quarterback barreling his legs forward, 28-13.
Well, I think the run plays, we're seeing a lot of different varieties of run plays. They've been up the gut, but we've also seen some misdirections. They've gone off guard, off tackle. Sometimes there's been holes straight up the middle. So it might appear that we're running just a small number of plays, but really, there's a lot of variety in this run game. You don't really know which hole Loretz is going to be hitting.
Loretz, a big key contributor to this offense and on defense, as we called his name a couple of times. And on for the extra point is number 42, Maggie Van Vagnen. Kick is up.
Wow.
And kick is good.
Wow. That ball's still traveling to High Street.
And she's perfect on the night so far for PAT. She's 3 for 3. That puts Napoleon up 29-13, 3:20 left here in the third quarter. We're going to take 60 seconds, come back. Michigan Center looking to take their first crack on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Matt Damaris here from Michigan Center Schools, and I'm here to tell you how we roll. When you're a member of the Cardinal family, we treat you like you're one of our own. Our guiding principle for all students is to build relationships first, then point you in the direction of your future based on your unique set of skills and interests. And we commit all our resources to ensuring that our students have a happy, healthy, meaningful school experience. We invite you to join the family at Michigan Center. You can find us at mccardinals.org or by calling 764-5778. Have a great rest of the summer, and go Cardinals.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. Napoleon now leads 29-13. And the ball goes past Lucas Howard, who finally takes it down at the 7-yard line. And he's going to look for the end around. And he is dropped quickly at the 10-yard line. Fantastic sequence there for Napoleon special teams.
Well, that ball went off of the foot of it looked like Brandon Helfrich, who was kicking for him, and it was just like a line drive, a kind of high line drive, and it went off the hands of whoever was standing at the 30-yard line and then just bounced and bounced and bounced back to that 5-yard line where they picked it up. And Michigan Center has their toughest position all night long, taking over first and 10 from their own 10-yard line. They got a long way to go.
Let's see if Troy Allen is up for it. We've seen him in these scenarios before. We saw it 2 weeks ago against Addison when they were down 20-plus, and they came back only to lose by 2. And that's going to be just a handoff to Corwin, who's going to pick up a couple.
And who was it again that made that stop? Big Mike Humphreys. Just ran into him. He's a wall out there.
That is a large individual. Humphreys has got to be standing at 6'2". 6'2", probably 300 pounds. Senior, so he's making the most out of his senior season. Out of the gun. Going to be a fake right at the middle. Putnam's still on his feet. He has the 6-plus some. He is up towards midfield, but he's going to be dropped at the 43-yard line. I'm sorry, the 40-yard line. He tripped forward, so I thought he was closer to the midfield, but he actually was.
That was a quarterback keeper all the way. Brendan Helfrich bringing him down eventually. But, yeah, as soon as the snap was made, he was running it. Wasn't a run play option at all. He was off and running as soon as he had his hands on the ball.
It looked like an RPO. It truly did, but that faked me out. Putnam, as soon as that snap was off, he was off. And that was a pickup of about 28 yards. Out of the gun now. Going to be a give to Corwin. Corwin has the left side. Corwin using his speed and barrels down the sideline. He's going to get past the Napoleon 40-yard line, marked at the 39. Pickup of 21 yards for Corwin.
He was just tripped up by Helfrich out there, or else he was gone. Nobody really got a hand on him. Nobody was able even to get close enough for a clean tackle. But he just got tripped up. Napoleon defense showing a little bend in them right now.
just two plays ago, or three plays ago, we were sitting at, or Michigan Center was sitting at their own 10-yard line. Now they're in great plus territory, and Corwin takes the handoff, and he's going to cut it back, get it past the 30-yard line, and falls down at the 27-yard line, a pickup of 10 yards. So looks like they're gonna give him 9.5 yards. I thought they were gonna move the sticks. Yes, now they'll move the sticks. They do give him exactly 10 yards on the dot.
Aiden Nugent able to make the stop on that one for the Pirates, but we're seeing a stiff army clinic here tonight. Early in the game, it was Lorette's. Right there, it was Corwin throwing stiff arms, giving them out like they're candy at a parade, and getting extra yards off them, knocking the defenders on their tail.
Corwin. A very welcomed figure on this offense for Michigan Center. He adds another element, a deeper element to this run game. Putting him out of the gun. He looks and says, just going to take it to himself up the middle. He has the left side untouched. Cuts it back and finally dragged down inside the 5-yard line. Let's see where they mark him. They're going to mark him at about the 4. Pickup of 23 for Putnam.
And he was brought down by number 4, Holden Van Poppel. It was just him and Van Poppel. He was making his way towards the pylon, and he was almost there. He just had one guy to beat, but Van Poppel able to save the 6 points for now anyway.
29-13, Napoleon still on top. However, it is first and goal from the 4-yard line for the Cardinals of Michigan Center. Now 20 seconds and counting remaining here in the third quarter. We asked if Troy Allen had it in him, if he could do it, and here we are, 5 plays later, first and goal. Beginning the pistol, and going to be give the Corwin. Corwin bounces off a couple tackles into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Boy, Corwin got the handoff, and he just ran into a pile. Bounced it off to the left. That's where the hole was, and he was able to get in. That was good running. Good short yardage running for Corwin.
Corwin able to pull. I'd say with the size of Corwin, it's not normal for someone of the size of Corwin to run like the size of Blake Corum. Where Blake Corum for University of Michigan, their running back, their star running back, he bounces off of every single tackle that he faces. If he has even the slightest chance, he's going to bounce.
Let's go!
So now 4 seconds left on the clock here, on the game, on the game clock, on the clock here in the third quarter. And it looks like Michigan Center is setting up for 2 as they are down by 10 now, looking to be down by 8. Out of the pistol.
Oh, yeah, this might be in the air. They've got a lot of people spread out here.
Going to be a boot to the left side, and that's going to be caught. 2-point conversion, good. Number 2, Lucas Howard.
Yeah, he was wide open over there. Ball not quite on the mark. He had to dive in order to bring it in. But there was like 3 yards, 5 yards or so from the nearest defender. Good play to call up on that 2-point conversion. And just like that, Michigan Center getting themselves back in this game.
Back in the game indeed. 29-21, 4 seconds left here in the third quarter. We're going to take 30 seconds, come back. Napoleon looking to respond on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit jacksonymca.org.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, which reminds me you can go to K105.3.com, enter online for the Football Frenzy giveaway, where we're giving away $1,053 courtesy of True Community Credit Union. a lot of great sponsors on the broadcast allowing us to be out here. We will shout them out here in a minute. But right now, the kick is away for Michigan Center.
That's a good one. That's the biggest kick we've seen all night.
Absolutely. And, of course, Lorette's with it. He's going to cut to the left side. He's going to stiff arm and push his way to the 34-yard line. So nice little pickup there. And that is the end of the third quarter. And I don't think the officials have realized that yet.
Jace Rowley, number 12,
that was able to run Corwin out. Corwin did lay down that stiff arm, allowed him maybe get another couple extra yards, but it was the angle from Jace that was able to force him out of bounds, prevent that one from getting away from him.
Still waiting for some score updates. We should be seeing here soon. Currently, we have an update on the Pistons halfway through the second quarter. The Pelicans on top, 40-35. When I started to keep track of it, the Pistons were on top 20-11. But now they're not. We're going to take 30 seconds to come back for the start of the fourth quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here for the start of the fourth quarter, 12 minutes on the clock. Napoleon looking to respond as their lead has now been cut to 8. 29-21, and that's going to be a give up the middle to Loretz. And he's going to be brought down at the 40-yard line after a pickup of 6 yards.
Yeah, that was a handful of Cardinals that he ran into, but it was also a couple three that he ran through, and one he even jumped over before they actually brought him down. Not until he got a really good pickup. You know, a lot of these times, Loretz, he's running over and running behind Ben Baker, who was a wide receiver last year, second string wide receiver. Shell said, you know, he's hit the gym, he's put on some weight, he's putting on the line, and he likes hitting people this year.
Second down and 4. Gonna be a handoff back to Loretz, and he's gonna be dropped about a yard shy of the sticks. So he's gonna pick up another 3 on that.
That was number 1, Brody Shannon. And number 8, Hunter Clements.
Both getting there about the same time to wrap up Loretz and bring him down. This is a short one. I know it says 1 on the board, but it's probably half a 1. 0.5. Can we go with a 0.5 yard? Is that okay?
We can say the length of a football.
Boy, that's a big football then.
Never mind. I was trying to be clever with it, but, you know. Third down and 1 now, 10:34 and counting left here in the fourth quarter. Michigan Center needs a big stop, and they won't get it right now because Loretz bulldozes his way up to the 47-yard line for a pickup of 4, moving the chains. First down, Pirates.
I don't have a number 56 on my roster, so maybe we'll have to go with number 58, Parker Graham,
on the stop for center.
Probably Graham. We've called him a couple times tonight. Going to be first down and 10 from their own 47-yard line, but their run game is still healthy and plentiful. Out of the I formation, empty set to the left, 2 to his right. Going to be handoff back to Loretz. Loretz going to be wrapped up at the line, but he's still going to barrel forward to the 50 for a pickup of 3 yards.
Yeah, first contact was right there at the line of scrimmage, but he kept chopping his feet. And one of the things that you see Loretz do, especially when he's getting all that contact, because we talked about how he just keeps running through people and running over people, he has both hands on that ball. He's cradling that thing while everybody's in there trying to hit it and punch it out. Loretz, one thing we haven't talked about, his ball security. as much as he's handled that ball, he hasn't dropped it once in two games. I hope I didn't jinx him, but he's had, so far, from what we've seen, outstanding ball security for Moraes.
Well, luckily, the Napoleon stands are made of wood, so everyone can knock on wood. It'll be a pitch play to Roth, and Roth shakes a would-be tackler, and it's going to be brought down past the 50 to the 48-yard line.
Chase Short, first one there to make contact, wrap him up, and bring him down. But, yeah, Roth was able to make some moves. He has a little more of a zigzag pattern to him than what Loretz does, and he was able to get a few extra yards off his feet.
Actually, that is Brendan Helfrich. I finally saw the big 9.
Okay.
On his jersey. These jerseys are slick, man.
With the run, huh?
Makes it a 3rd down and 5. Michigan Center almost got caught off sides there. Going to be a fake. Rolling to his right. Going to throw past the sticks, but throws it out of bounds, incomplete. Intended target, Trent Jester.
See what I was doing off of that fake. I was following Helfrich. He was going through untouched right up the middle of the line.
Now, let me ask you, if you're Coach Shell, what do you do here? It's 4th down and 5. If you don't convert, Michigan Center has really good field position with 8 minutes to go on the clock.
Yeah, you know, that's a toughie. But I think if you're Shell, you want to put points on the board. Because Center's within striking distance. This is good field position. You've shown that you've been able to run the ball. You've shown you've been able to run the ball with consistency. And you've shown you've been able to do it in the air. You're able to get yards on this Michigan Center D. So I think you want to go for it. Try to get some separation and keep going for some points here.
Going to be out of the gun. He's going to roll to his left side. And it's going to be thrown and caught. First down, gets it down to the 40-yard line, a pickup of 8, and he only needed 5. And that was to leave Jester.
Hunter Clements, first one there. He makes contact as soon as that pass is reined in and brings him down. Receiver kind of giving up his body in order to get the reception and get the yards and get the first down, but he's probably going to feel that one in the morning. That was a good hit.
You have Larratt on the sidelines now. He's getting tended to by the medical staff. So hopefully he's okay. I'm sure he is. He looks fine. Out of the I formation, one split to his left, one split to his right. Handoff up the middle. And brought down, rolling forward, is number 9, Brendan Helfrich. Let's see where they actually spot him. They're going to spot him at the 37-yard line, so pick up a 3.
Yeah, he got tripped up at the line. Just lost his feet at that point, and after about another yard or so after that, able to roll forward before they called that play dead. Can't really credit a tackle on the defense on that one. Maybe the turf or someone at his ankle or a shoelace. Somewhere in that area.
If there's anything you know about this field, it's not turf. That bad boy is grass. Which sometimes is more forgiving, but sometimes it isn't. Hopefully right now it's cold outside, so it's probably not forgiving at all. I formation. Handoff up the middle and gonna be stuffed. Gonna be brought down at the 35-yard line, a pickup of 2 now, so gonna be another 3rd down and 5 coming right up for the Pirates.
Yeah, Helfrich is getting his number called right now. We're going to credit that stop to the entire Michigan Center defensive line right there. Yeah, not sure what the deal is with Loretz, but Helfrich is getting his number called right now.
Loretz back on the field. Looks like Loretz actually wears contacts, and it looks like he was getting some saline solution in his eyes because they're probably getting dry out there with the cold. But he is back in the game for this crucial 3rd down and 5. 6 minutes and counting remaining here. Napoleon still leads 29-21. It'll be a fake, and he just shakes a would-be sack, but will not escape that one. Dropped at the 44-yard line. A drop of 9 yards.
Brody Shannon with the stop and the sack on that one. Four Michigan center, but yeah, he was getting chased in the backfield. That play was doomed from the start. Michigan center able to break through that stout offensive line and really for the first time causing some havoc for the quarterback when he's trying to make a play in the backfield.
This is Napoleon's first down, first time having a fourth and not short. It is a fourth and a long 13 after they finally spot the ball at the 43-yard line. They moved it from the 44 to the 43 mark.
Michigan center, their defense in this second half is testing this Napoleon offense. They let the clock run down a little bit before they end up calling timeout. Napoleon's timeout here.
Napoleon calling their timeout, leading 29-21, 4:54 remaining. They are facing a fourth down and 13. What are they going to do? Find out in 30 seconds on Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. As a leader in academics, athletics, and the arts, at Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but big enough to meet the needs of your student. Thanks to our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. We have proven intervention programs to go along with opportunities to earn college credit from both dual enrollment and middle college options. Hanover Horton is ready to help your student meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. For more information, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, K105.3 Football Frenzy. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our great sponsors. Title sponsor, True Community Credit Union, where you can enter online at K1053.com for your chance to win $1,053, literally picked at the end of the season. Minute Man Sewer and Drain, our first half sponsor. Aerocorp Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Northwest VA Schools, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, and Country or Century 21 Affiliate.
Napoleon's going for it. You got Lorette's back in. They got four wideouts. They're going for it here.
Out of the gun. Out of the boot. Rolling to his left side. And it's a... Oh! Oh, my goodness! A dropped pass by Helfrich would have been a first down and probably the end of the game.
Yeah, it was right off of his hands. Right off of his hands. Nearest defender was about 3 yards away. See, he was essentially open. He was looking for the end zone before the ball actually met his hands. And, you know, we noticed that Lorette was back in for that play. He rolled out with the quarterback, and he not only can he run the ball, he can lay one heck of a block down when needed to. He put that defender on his tail.
That's going to bring a very short 57 yards here. In front of 57 yards separates Michigan Center from a potential tie game.
Listen to that center
crowd. Oh, yeah, out of the pistol. Going to be handoff to Corwin, and Corwin is dropped about 2 yards from where he was at before. So second down and 8 at the...
Max Gomez, and they're making the stop for the Pirates on D.
They're going to mark him at the 46-yard line, so they're actually going to give him 3 yards. Did not realize that.
But the important thing right now, if center's going to keep running these run plays, the clock. Clock is also their enemy right now.
Could be your friend, could be your enemy. Depends on the way you look at it. Out of the gun. Putnam rolling to his right, looking for something, just going to dump it out of bounds, just throwing it away with 4:01 remaining. That's going to bring up a third down in about 8.
Yeah, he had a little bit of protection there for a while, but it didn't last. That pocket rolled with him to the right, but it broke down, and he just had to make a decision to get rid of it and not put his team into a big hole.
I want to thank a few more amazing sponsors. Columbia School District, Southern Orthodontics, Hanover Horton Schools, Willie Transit makes the Sledge Group at Morgan Stanley, Wood North Kitchen and Bar, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Pankower Practice Center, Jackson YMCA, Meridian Wealth Management, Kelly Express Mart, Trips Collision Center, Blue Ox Credit Union, and East Jackson Community Schools. Third down in about 8 now. There's a gun. One to his right, two to his left. Just going to look. for Howard, and Howard gets leveled. No flags. Oh, and going to be a flag thrown on the play.
Well, Howard's down.
He took a hit. That should be, in my opinion, I'm not a referee, but that I see targeting.
We're going to see what the call is here, but that was a low hit, and yeah, he was leveled. He was leveled on that play.
No flag!
We'll see what the call is right here.
Personal foul. Yeah, that's going to be most likely a targeting automatic first down. And while Howard is being tended to, we're going to step aside, take 60 seconds, come back. Hopefully give you an update on Howard on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, and the heavy hit laid by Bradley, a fantastic hit if it was laid about 2 seconds later after he actually made it. But right now, Lucas Howard's still on the field. We don't see much movement, but he is being covered up by his coaching staff and his training staff.
Yeah, there's four bodies hovering over him right now. We haven't seen much movement from him on the field. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, you're just hoping he's okay. You know, the fans on both sides of the field really just want to see him get up and walk off under his own power. We see him sitting up right now.
It was a clean hit.
We see him sitting up right now.
No defense!
Hearing some disagreements about the hit.
Well, you know, everybody in the stands has their own commentary, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Regardless, we do see him on his sitting up now, at least.
I think maybe some of the perspective that fans might have in the stadium is they're forgetting these are kids that are out there right now. So that's what we have on the field. We've got kids who are putting everything they have out on the field right now, and sometimes mistakes are going to happen. Nobody wants to see a young man like that getting hurt and having to take that much time to get off the field. But this also is what we want to see. He's up and he's walking. A little slow, but he's walking off under his own power.
Well, it's scary to me after seeing what happened to Nyheim Hines last night and then seeing what's happened to Tua Tagovailoa. That was a helmet-to-helmet contact. It was on accident, but still helmet-to-helmet, it's scary. And Lucas Howard has been a playmaker all night, and, you know, given he is, you know, he's up and walking to the sideline to get checked on further, but prayers for speedy recovery, man. He was making huge plays tonight. Going to be out of the gun, a pitch over to Corwin. Corwin makes some space on the right side and going to be shoved out of bounds at about the 32-yard line after a pickup of 7.
Yeah, he used that stiff arm again to get himself some extra yards. And it looks like it was number 40. Number 40 for the Pirates, who forced him out of bounds. Sam Jennings. That's a name we haven't said yet tonight.
They're going to force him out of bounds, apparently at the 35 instead of the 32. It looked like he got to the 32 in bounds, but officials say otherwise. So now it's actually going to be a 4-yard pickup, not 7. So it'll be 2nd and 6.
You know, back to those Napoleon penalties happening at key times in the game. That penalty just gave Center fresh set of downs an additional 15 yards on a drive when you really need to stop them if you're Napoleon.
Out of the gun. Triple set to his left. Single to his right. Corwin right next to him. Takes the snap. He's gonna just take it himself to the right side. He's got the 6+, so I'm still on his feet. And let's see where they mark him down at. They're gonna give him the 28-yard line. He had the 29 for the first down.
Grant Bradley making the stop on that one, but Corwin was off his he was off the races over to the right. Saw he didn't have any blockers there. He also saw a whole bunch of black jerseys. Cut it back to the left and was able to get enough for the first down. Great running for Corwin.
All right, so now ball spotted at the 26-yard line. He was able to pick up a few extra yards by diving forward. This is just smart football by Michigan Center right now. 3:08 remains here in the fourth quarter, 29-21. Michigan Center still down to Napoleon. Out of the gun, rolling to his right is Putnam. Caught in the end zone! Touchdown, Cardinals! Number 4, Mitch Corwin, gets on the board.
That was an awesome play. It was a great rollout to the right, and he wasn't wide open, but he put that ball right on the mark, the only place where Corwin could catch it. Had to dive for it because he had a defender right on his hip. But just a great, great throw, great catch. Michigan Center on the board once again. And I'm not a betting man, but I'll bet you a nice shiny nickel they go for 2 here.
That is a nickel that I would lose, so I'm not gonna bet that nickel. No thank you. Nay nay, sir, nay nay.
How different would this game be if it wasn't for that last 15-yard penalty?
It's hard to say because they did seem kind of a little deflated. And here's a timeout taken by Michigan Center. We saw the same exact scenario 2 weeks ago when they played Addison at home. Scoreboard reads 29-27, 2:54 left. Michigan Center could tie it up with a converted two-point conversion. We're going to take 30 seconds, come right back for the two-point conversion on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Athletes know the importance of working hard and taking responsibility for their own success. These same qualities are crucial when planning for your financial future. This is Casey Sykes with the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. As a financial advisor, my job is to help you define and reach your investment objectives by sticking to a disciplined plan. Achievement on the field and in your finances is the result of long-term effort. We are proud to support the continued success of all our local athletes.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. What a slugfest we have had. Michigan Center down 16 at one point. It's now within 2.
Well, like we keep saying, what Troy Allen has said, our two-in record does not reflect what this team does. And they hit their stride last week when they got that win against Manchester. And we're seeing it. We're seeing this good Michigan Center team against this very good Napoleon team.
Out of the gun. Going to be handoff to Corwin. Corwin is going to be stopped. Loses yards on that conversion. Or on that conversion attempt. 2:54 on the clock. Michigan Center. Kind of having some deja vu from that Addison game.
Number 52, Ben Baker, right there with the stop. We talked about him earlier. This was a guy who was a second string wide receiver last year. Coach Shell said, man, this dude has hit the gym over the summer, put on some weight, and we just love having him on the line right now. And you can see why there's that love. Because he possibly could have saved this game for Napoleon with that two-point conversion stop right there. There's no one else around Corwin. It was just him and Baker, and he made the stop.
And that's going to make it a lot tougher for Coach Allen as he burned a timeout to come up with that play call. This is exactly what happened when they played Addison. They called a timeout, went for the two-point conversion, and then failed. I'm pretty sure it was that same exact play, just to Kyron Lane when Corwin was still out.
Let's go!
So what do you do if you're Coach Troy?
If you're Coach Allen right now, you got to stop the run. You got to stop the run. It's no secret what Napoleon's going to do. They've got a couple guys who can run it, but they're basically going to lean on Lorette's like they have most of the game for the last few minutes here of the fourth quarter. And that was one of the concerns that Troy Allen had. Hey, our D's got to stop the run. So they're going to do a kickoff here. I imagine it's probably going to land somewhere between the 20 and 30. Napoleon's going to have somewhat decent field position. Michigan Center has to stop the run, get a quick three and out, and get the ball back so they can put it in the end zone.
I don't see their hands team. Actually, never mind. Their hands team is out there. They're going to call.
They tried an onside, but there was a flag thrown for some reason. I'm not sure what happened.
It's like they moved a little too quick on that special teams for Michigan Center.
Yeah, that's what it is, offside. It's going to mark it off. That's not what you want if you're center. Not what you want at all.
But now that doubles down to Coach Shell and the Pirates special teams that's exactly what they were going for. They weren't trying to waste the clock out. They wanted the onside kick, and they're going to be going for it again here. And the onside is away. And Hans' team prevails. That's Van Poppel.
Van Poppel with the big catch right here. And, you know, if you're center, you just put yourself in a big hole. You gave Napoleon, which is able to move the sticks on the ground, great field position with under 3 minutes to go.
Both teams with two timeouts, however. Michigan Center really has to be careful here. If they can force a three and out here, amazing, but they really gotta buckle down right here because who else is in the I formation but Lorette's? Hand off to Lorette's. Lorette's is gonna be stopped at the 45-yard line for a positive pickup of 3 yards, and there goes the second timeout of the half. We're gonna take 30 seconds ourselves, come back with second down and 7 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, K105.3 Football Frenzy. 2:46 left on the clock. 29-27. Napoleon leads.
Let's go,
barely. Because of that failed two-point conversion. A great stop on the defense there by number 52. Ben Baker, who you had been touting all night as a aggressive linebacker, and he proved it on that play.
Yeah, he's been, you know, what Center needs to do is just stop him right now on offense.
And Lorette's going to pick up another handful. They're going to knock him, they're going to take him down at the 42-yard line, so another pickup of 3, making it a manageable third down and 4.
Yeah, Napoleon keeping it on the ground, hoping to chew up some clock while they move it forward. And it looks like Center called another timeout. Clock has stopped right now, using up their last timeout.
Michigan Center's last timeout call. We're going to take 30 seconds ourselves, come back, third down and 4. Napoleon looking to put this game away on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
How's the last timeout?
Emma. Emma.
pause to look around. It's 2022. Life's been hard, and we're all longing for connection. When we're looking for a school to call home, we're looking for the same thing, a place to belong, an extended family to support our kids, a place where everybody knows your name. East Jackson Community Schools has caring teachers and staff that truly care about students and families. Your child deserves the best opportunities for preschool, quality education opportunities, and advanced track training. East Jackson is a connected community school with all the offerings of a bigger school, but is leading the way on fast-track careers for students. East Jackson is a hidden gem amongst area schools. We continually search for new ways to expand opportunity for our students. We thank our community for their unending support of our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. Want to find out more? Connect with us. Visit eastjacksonschools.org, call, or just stop by. Go Trojans.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, and on that third down and four, Loretz finds his way on the right side and barrels forward for 7 yards. First down, Napoleon at the 36-yard line of Michigan Center. Clock is ticking. Michigan Center has no timeouts left, so if they get the ball back, it's not going to be with much time left.
Man, they got to hope for a turnover at this point. I mean, because Napoleon's just going to eat up a bunch of time on this possession.
Absolutely. Under center is Bradley. He's going to hand off to Loretz. Loretz going to have another first down. Brought down at the 25-yard line.
Hunter Clements
able to wrap him up. And I tell you, if it wasn't for Clements and the stop right there, Loretz puts another 6 on the board.
Oh, absolutely. I thought that's what Coach Allen's game plan was on that. I thought that's what they were doing and praying for a blocked kick.
Well, yeah, letting him score so they could. Yeah, I mean, the difference is only 2 right now. If that does happen, I mean, you have to get lucky. Either avoid the extra point or the 2-point conversion. You have to get lucky in that regard.
The luck.
You're going to have to get lucky to stop him right now anyway.
The luck is running extremely thin as you got a minute 20 left here on the board. Under center, Bradley, handoff back to Loretz. Loretz going to be stopped after about another 2-yard, 3-yard gain.
Yeah, he's met by a whole bunch of white jerseys, but Brody Shannon among the first ones there to get the stop. But really, at this point, he got positive yards.
Let's go!
It's the clock. It's the clock right now. That's the enemy for Michigan Center.
Let's go!
With us being under a minute to go.
Second down and 7 from the Michigan Center 23-yard line. 40 seconds left, and that was the last real play they are running. They are now in victory formation. And now you hear the Napoleon Pirates student section.
On the feet.
The very familiar we do. I don't think we have one chance. And that is going to do it. Napoleon going to improve to 7-0. Michigan Center drops to 2-5, but they've been in it almost every single game this season, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, there's been a couple blowouts. They weren't in it with Tecumseh, but when it comes to conference play, they have been a very competitive team. And we saw it here tonight. We saw it with Addison last time. But this Napoleon team just rolls. It's like Loretz puts this team on his back on offense, but they're not really one-dimensional. They lean on that run game, but they can sling it. They can pass. They're good on special teams. This Napoleon team is a good, well-rounded team in all three phases of the game. We saw that here tonight, and there's a reason why. They're ninth, ranked ninth in Division 7.
As of right now, they still are the sole leaders on top of the Cascades. We're still waiting on a score from the Grass Lake Addison game. We'll see if we can get it before the end of our broadcast. But if not, that's all right. We'll figure out what it is later on. Or you can check out MHSAA later. MHSAA.com tomorrow.
Or tune in to AM Sports Saturday on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. We'll have the rundown of all the scores. We'll talk about where all the teams are in the various conferences, and we'll have the whatever the state rankings are at that time.
Is that with Mark Daly?
That's with Mark Daly.
I'm tuning in.
All right.
I'm tuning in. That all being said, 29-27. We're going to take 3 minutes, come back, catch our breaths, get you a wrap-up of the game, get you set for next week, and get you back to some regularly scheduled programming here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
If your next event has left you feeling stressed and overwhelmed, don't be. With One North Kitchen and Bar, they have catering options to fit every occasion. Book One North for your catering and holiday parties by calling 962-5056. Located on Bonsteel Drive off of Springport Road, One North Kitchen and Bar is the perfect place to gather friends and family. Live entertainment, craft cocktails, and amazing food makes for the perfect night out. One North Kitchen and Bar, making the good times great.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit jacksonymca.org.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber. But when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Whether you have a small leak that needs to be repaired, before further damage happens to your home, or if your hot water heater went out and it needs to be fixed or replaced, Grimes Plumbing has you covered. Grimes Plumbing can do residential, commercial, and new construction plumbing. No job is too big or too small. You can take a peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year label warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
The fall breeze and autumn leaves means it's time to celebrate the 5th annual Great Pumpkin Giveaway with Century 21 Affiliated. Bring the entire family to 1 Jackson Square, Sunday, October 9th from noon to 2. In partnership with Mortgage One, enjoy Meckley Cider and Donuts, free hot dogs and chips from Junkyard Dog, free ice cream samples from RJ's Heavenly Delights, and the first 250 kids receive a free pumpkin, plus a special performance by Braden Lake from The Voice. And if your kids want to dress in their Halloween costume, they'll receive a prize from Century 21 Affiliated. The Great Pumpkin Giveaway with Century 21 Affiliated, October 9th from noon to 2.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 29-27. The hometown Napoleon Pirates prevail over a testy, hungry, now 2-5 Michigan Center Cardinals. The two-win season, as you kept alluding to, it's not who they are this season.
This is not a two-win team.
Absolutely
this is not.
Not.
They took the best team in the Cascades right down to a wire and only lost by two. They just had some hard luck at the start of the season with some injuries. But this... I honestly, Joe, I kind of have like a little bit of mixed emotions right here. I'm so happy for this Napoleon Pirates team, especially with what they've dealt with the last 3 years, to be rolling this year, have a 7-0, and just to be able to be here with you in the booth to witness what's happening with Napoleon. It's just amazing. But then the other side, you see this Michigan Center team, which is talented. They've got a really good team. They've got a very versatile offense. And just these kids on this team giving it their all each and every game, knowing that they're way better than what their record shows. And I feel so bad for them. I want them to succeed too. It's just a big mix of emotions right now that we're seeing as a result of some outstanding Cascades football.
Absolutely. And what you just said, first place, they are now the sole possession of first place. Got a final score, Grass Lake 34, Addison 18.
Wow.
Grass Lake prevailed out there in Warrior Country. And Hudson defeats Columbia Central 56-0. Marcellus beats Concord 37-14 in eight-man football. Jackson currently leads 22-14 over Adrian with 51 seconds to play. So hopefully we can get a final score before the end of this broadcast. But, yeah, let's just get a real breakdown of all the scores this game.
Let's take a look at the second half, which was just a lot of fun. We didn't see a whole lot here in the fourth, but at 3:30 in the third, we had a one-yard run by Bradley, and that made it 29-13. Then with 4 seconds to go in the fourth, Corwin put up a 5-yard run, and that made it 29-21. And then center, I didn't write that one down. Center able to get it a little bit closer within two, but that 2-point conversion failed as a result of number 52. Forgive me here for a second. Ben Baker was able to make that stop on Corwin and prevent the 2-point conversion. But, yeah, that was the game saver right there, that defensive stand.
I believe that last touchdown that put him at that 27-point mark was, in fact, Mitch Corwin again. But regardless, just a fantastic game overall. This one I have been waiting for. I saw it on the schedule before the season even started. I was so excited because they always have a dogfight with each other. It didn't matter who was 6-0 or who was 2-4 or 0-6 or whatever their records are. You got to throw the record books out. You have to in a game like this, and that's exactly what they did. 29-27, fantastic overall game. Mark, do you have any extra thoughts you want to throw on there?
No, I really think I covered it. This is just, it's been an outstanding game. Cascades is just an outstanding football conference. So evenly matched all across the board. I think really, maybe one of the other parting things just to mention here is the penalties for Napoleon. Shell wanted to run a complete, clean game on all aspects of it. But these penalties tonight, if Napoleon has a weakness, we probably saw it right there. And they weren't just little penalties, 5-10 yards. They really impacted and changed the game for and benefited Michigan Center. You look across the board here, Napoleon had a total of 6 penalties on the game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. 5 of those 6 penalties were of the 15-yard variety. And at bad points of the game for Napoleon. But they're able to overcome those obstacles and they're able to prevail.
I've been so impressed with what I've seen by this Napoleon team this season, especially after last year. The bitter taste in their mouth that was left after the 6-3 season, missing out on the playoffs because the committee for the playoffs said that they didn't have a tough enough schedule, and so they didn't make enough in playoff points. And so the whole playoff point thing, they've got that on lock this time, this year around. 7-0, they are out there now at. They will be going against the 5-2 Addison next week. No, 4-3. I now remember 4-3. There it is, because I looked at their schedule earlier. 4-3. All right, finally got that. But regardless, so excited for next week. We are at Western High School next week for Marshall traveling to Western. Excited for that game. For Emma Schofield back in the studio making us sound as good as we do. Pushing all the buttons, all the great sponsors on the broadcast, including True Community Credit Union. Enter online right now, k1053.com, for your chance to win $1,053. I've been Joe Cassidy, my fantastic partner Mark Daly. Let's get you back to some music, probably into a 30 set coming up here soon on K105.3.